The language of baseball is built around some of its most basic statistics. Batting average, the simple division of a hitter's hits recorded by the number of at-bats he had, is the foundation of baseball's batting title. The player in each league with the highest batting average is named the batting champion. When hitters retire, we count their batting titles and compare them to other batting champions' totals. We revere the lifetime 300 hitter as if he ascended to a higher plane of existence than the mere 299 hitter. But the batting title and the stat behind it are both guilty of telling us half-truths, giving us a less-than-complete story of the hitter's performance. Consider the descriptions found on the plaques for these Hall of Famers. An artisan with a bat whose daily pursuit of excellence produced a .338 lifetime batting average, 3,141 hits, and a National League record-tying 8 batting titles. Hall of Fame plaque for Tony Gwynn. A 5-time batting champion who also led the league in on-base percentage and intentional walks 6 times each. Hall of Fame plaque for Wade Boggs. Led American League in batting 12 times. Hall of Fame plaque for Ty Cobb. Accomplished as these players were, their lionization in Cooperstown ignores a crucial question. If you're only leading the league in batting average, one flawed and incomplete stat, should we really say you led the league in batting? Are you the batting champion if other players hit better than you did? Batting average has been at the top of the heap of hitter stats for as long as hitters have been putting bat to ball. The English-American statistician Henry Chadwick is credited with creating batting average, among many other common baseball stats, in the late 1800s, designing it along the lines of cricket's version of batting average, which is runs divided by outs. Baseball in the 19th century resembled today's game, but had several significant differences, such as times when batters could tell the pitcher where they wanted the ball thrown, or periods where the number of balls required for a walk or strikes required for a strikeout varied from today's 4 and 3. Hitting the ball over the fence for a home run was rare. In 1895, the National League leader in home runs had 18, as most hitters were just trying to put the ball in play. So at the time, Chadwick's idea had merit. When batters rarely walk and are focused on making contact, hits divided by at-bats probably is a good measure of their performance. Batting average today still has some value, albeit a limited one. Batting average's primary problem is one of marketing. If batting average were content with second-tier statistical duty to imparting some small amount of information, without claiming to be the be-all and end-all of hitting statistics, then it would probably fly under the radar without attracting much notice from traditionalists or stat heads. Ah, but when you claim to be the king of all stats and fail to deliver, then you have earned my ire, and that of analysts and executives around the sport, who now recognize that you can get all the information batting average is supposed to give you in other, more complete, less flawed statistics. So while we still celebrate the player who won the batting title or led the league in hitting for having the highest batting average in the league, the stat itself has been falling out of favor for 20 years already, and its decline is only accelerating. All this history may be impressive, but it obscures what batting average actually tells you. Batting average is a simple calculation any third grader could do. Take a player's hits, divide it by that player's at-bats, and round to 3 digits. That's batting average. And while in tiny samples it can range from 0 to 1,000, in the modern era, batting averages have typically fallen in the 200 to 400 range. In the 5 seasons from 2011 to 2015, no player qualified for the batting title with an average above 350, and only 2 players even cracked 340. Jose Altuve once, Miguel Cabrera twice. Did you notice that odd phrase in there? Qualified for the batting title? Because batting average is a rate stat, a statistic that measures something per something else. In this case, hits per at-bat.